Following her husband's death, Betty had spent most of her days in her flat watching television and boiling tea for one. She is not alone in her loneliness. In 2017, a survey of 9 million of the UK's 67 million population said they often felt lonely. So much was the concern of the government of that day that in 2018 they appointed a minister for loneliness to find out why and help. Some causes for loneliness are well known. We often move too much and we don't put down roots. We believe we can take care of ourselves. We don't have a reason to reach out to others. We're separated by technology, each of us immersed in our own flickering screens. All of this before the COVID-19 lockdown. So you can imagine if this survey was taken again today, how many people would be added to that 9 million? When we come out of this terrible virus, should someone ask you, but where was the church? We should never be able to give the answer, closed. Although currently we may not be able to meet together for worship or other meetings, we should always remember that we belong to the family of God. So we are to love one another as brothers and sisters and care for each other. You may not fear the dark edge of loneliness, but many people do. This is one reason why we need to live as fellow believers who care. And if we were to read Romans 12, verses 9 to 12, love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. If each of us make an effort, everyone would feel cared for. At this moment, we may not be able to welcome people into our homes as we would like, but there are many ways in which we can show our love and that we care. Lonely people may not always return our kindness, but this is no reason to give up. Jesus has promised us that we should never leave or forsake us. And we can use his friendship to fuel our love for others. I wonder, are you lonely? Remember, the friends you make in Jesus last forever, through this life and beyond. I wonder, who needs our friendship? How might we serve someone in our church, our family, our neighbourhood this week? Go on, pick up the phone. Remember that the family of God is intended to be the answer to loneliness. Where were we when the virus came? Open for Jesus.